when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records, I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones, this is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations, this is a polka DJ.
Well, here we go once again, time for another edition of Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show, every week about this time. I take a handful of polka records and I sit down here in the studio and I play them. Seems like a pretty good arrangement so far. Glad you're along for another stack of records. I'll have you know right now, we do have a couple of Halloween-themed records in the lineup this week. I was kind of torn when to play them because technically, Halloween comes up the week after this show is meant to play, but it's on a Monday, which is weird. So we're going to have Halloween. I figure it's better to play Halloween songs before Halloween than after. And, you know, you can, I don't know. maybe they'll rerun the show for Halloween so you get the Halloween songs. I don't know. I got two Halloween polkas to get into the show this week. So we'll see how that goes. We'll have our usual waltz. I'm going to try to remember to play a 78. A lot of stuff going on in the background to get some extra fun today. I don't know if you can hear it. Maybe you can't. There's a guy down in the parking lot here behind the building vacuuming out his minivan. And there's a guy over there on the other side of the parking lot running a chainsaw. Normally you can't hear stuff like that, but today you can because they're just there in the right zone where that sound is making it into the studio. So if you hear it, ignore it. Just pretend you're watching the Red Green Show and it's all in the background. That's the way to handle that. Let's start out with the Michigan Lottery Polka. It's William Howard Arpaia and the Poachers. What a great name for a band, huh? There you have it there. That's the Michigan Lottery Polka. I don't know if he won the lottery so he could pay to make the records or what the deal was, but the record says William Howard Arpaia, I think I'm saying that right, and the Poachers on Vandalia Records out of Vandalia, Michigan. Hence the Michigan Lottery Polka, I imagine, huh? There you go. You never know what's going to turn up when you're listening to Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Call it that because it's all old-time music. And it all comes from records, so you know they're all oldies because they haven't made records for quite a while. Well, they make records, but you know what I mean? Because now it's coming back. For some of us, it never left, you know what I mean? So, anyway, Lil Wally and his America's Greatest Polka Band is what the record says. It's the Happy Times Polka. Wally and his America's Greatest Polka Band says so right on the record, for Pete's sake. That's the Happy Times Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldie show. And let's see. Oh, we got plenty more. I got a couple Halloween polkas coming up, one here in just a little bit. Let's talk about the World of Accordions Museum. Maybe you ought to stop in there, huh? Maybe you ought to at least look at their webpage, because you can do that for free. You can do that on your phone while you're in the John if you want to, for Pete's sake. Just, you know, give you some ideas. Oh, man, 1,400 accordions on display. And you can you get a tiny little sample by looking at some of the pictures they have on their website. And, of course, a lot of other material, too, related to the music and the instruments and the people who played it and wrote the songs and did all that stuff. They've got their accordion technician and repair school going on. They got the concert hall, all sorts of stuff. Check it out. You know, they are open during the winter, too, after all. Although you got to be a little more hardy to be traveling around Lake Superior and Superior, Wisconsin, Duluth area, you know, like in January when it's going to be 20 below and all that. But hey, that's what makes it fun. We always tell people that's to keep the riffraff out. Check them out. Worldofaccordions.org is where they are on the internet, all right? Tell them the Oompa Hour sent you. They'll be really confused. Anyway, check them out, all right? Now, the last record we played, Lil Wally said right on the record it was America's Greatest Polka Band. This next record says something like that on it, too, but it's already on the record player, so I can't read it. We'll read it after we play it. And this one, I could have played the normal polka that's on the other side. But this side, it's the polka conga. How can you pass that up? You can't is the answer. And it even says that you should use the conga stops for dancing. Right on the label. Here are the Silver Bells and the polka conga.
Polka!
About you, but I could not conga that fast. Not a chance. I laughed there, not because of the record, but because I have a Whoopi John record coming up next, and I type a list of the songs in each show as I go, because sometimes you get people who are looking for a song and I can search for it or whatever, and the playlist goes out to the radio stations every week, and I got Whoopi John coming up, and I mistyped it. It said Shoopy John, and I just caught that in my eye, out of the corner of my eye, and it cracked me up. Anyway, so a minute ago, before this record, we played Lil Wally and his America's Greatest Polka Band. Then we played Now the Silver Bells doing the Polka Conga, and it says right here, by the Silver Bells, the world's greatest polka band with Bernie White. So which one is the world's greatest polka band? Oh, Lil Wally is America's greatest polka band. These cats are the world's greatest polka band, according to the label. So just in case you're wondering, all right? We're going to do this Whoopi John thing, and then I'm going to see if I can get our first Halloween record going. So prepare for some monster polka-ing coming up. But first, we're going to rock and roll to the round and round beat. We are Whoopi John and the orchestra. Last week, I think we had the polka rock or the rock polka or something like that. I don't know. I do not find the two genres of music mixing well. But anyway, here's Whoopi John.
Thank you.
cows. They shake their whole house. They'll rock and roll with their round and round beat. They'll dance off their fat, just like the hep cat. When we rock and roll with their round and round beat. Met oh papa, we'll be so gay. Till your papa and mama call you away. But we'll meet again, and then darling, then we'll rock and roll with their round and round beat.
There we go. Going to rock and roll with the round and round beat, Whoopi John and his orchestra here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your all-time oldies show. Oh, my goodness gracious. I'm just trying to keep track of what I'm doing here. All right, we got Ray Henry coming up. But before that, I told you we had a couple of Halloween polkas. Let's get one out of the way. It says on the record here, inspired by the Universal International release movie The Brides of Dracula. You ready? This is the Dracula. No, that's wrong. This is. I said Dracula and it messed up my brain. This is the Transylvania Polka.
One for the mummy, two for the show, three for Transylvania, and go, man, go!
Polka time, Transylvania. What do you think about that?
If somebody kisses you on the neck, it may be a big black bat.
Polka time in Transylvania, whether you're young or old.
Don't be alarmed when you find out the hand you hold is cold. Shall we dance, my dear?
I'd love to.
Well, get rid of your friend. Two's company and three. A shootout.
Polka time in Transylvania goes a little bit like this.
Clap your hands and stomp your feet and wait for a vampire's kiss.
Polka time in Transylvania, let your worries cease.
Dance until the sun goes down and lay the rest in peace.
Sound.
When the sun comes up, my friends are 6 feet underground.
That's what I like. A happy ending.
Oh, yeah. Best thing about that is it was kind of short, but hey, you could dance to it. Bob McFadden there with Jack Hansen and the Transylvanians. Words and music by Rod McEwen, if you remember him. And the Transylvania Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. I got one more Halloween polka coming up for you. And a little bit right now, I got the polka party. It's Ray Henry and the orchestra.
Thank you.
There you go. That is Ray Henry and the orchestra. That's called Polka Party. Here on Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. It's kind of like a polka party, isn't it? A little bit, maybe. Oh, look at that. I found myself. I have put a Whoopi John record in the wrong color sleeve. Man, I hate when that happens. It louses up the whole record filing system. All right, let's put that back in the proper sleeve. Then we could put Ray Henry back in his proper sleeve. Then I have the proper sleeve available for the roulette polka by the Holy Toledo Polka Stars. All right, there you go. They're the Holy Toledo Polka Stars. That's the Roulette Polka. This is Tim's Oompa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. How the heck you doing this week? I don't know. I'm busy here. I'm picking out 78. I think I found a waltz for a little bit here. I got another Halloween record I got to get my hands on. I'm running myself ragged in here doing the show. Glad you're along for another show anyway. We've had cold weather up here in northern Minnesota the last week. Down in the 20s in the morning, man. People are scraping windshields and worrying about freezing pipes already. What the heck? My daughter's furnace went out. Did I tell you that last week? The furnace went out. They had to order one, of course. Then the wrong one came in, of course. And now they, what's today? I guess it's supposed to come in today. And they think maybe they'll put it in tomorrow, because then some of the guys at the furnace company, well, we had to take some time off to get ready for hunting season. So, I don't know. I'll keep you posted. Hopefully nobody has to freeze up here. You know what I mean? Let's do the Barbara Polka. Here's Romy Gaws.
Oh,
All right, there you have it there, Romy Gaz and the Barbara Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old time oldie show. Of course, says right here on here, he's the Polka King. Certainly one of the trumpet kings, too, anyway. Always love his trumpet tooting here on the Zumpa Hour. Now we got to play a 78 because I told you we tried to play a 78 on the show each and every week. So let's do it. I got the Six Fat Dutchman over here on a good old RCA 78. Looks beautiful, but she sounds a little fuzzy around the edges. It's misleading. It looks better than it is. It was all sticky and gooky, and I had to wash it. So I'm listening to Romy Gaz while I'm working as fast as I can trying to clean up a Six Fat Dutchman record so I can play it. You would think I would check him ahead of time, wouldn't you? Do, Lichtmere, I'm Harrison. Yeah, I'm pretty sure you can all sing with. I may not count this as our waltz. I may find out another waltz yet. But anyway, here's our 78 of the week from the Six Fat Dutchman. Genuine 78 RPM. Don't watch them when they play. You get dizzy and throw up. It's terrible. Anyway, Six Fat Dutchman here at Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Now, amazingly, this next record looks like it wouldn't even play. It's all gray. It's covered in some kind of sticky filth. It's all worn down. It's got globs of crud on it. A normal person would see this record in a stack, and they would throw it out. But here in the Zumpa Hour, we just put them on the turntable and crank them up, because you know what? Sometimes records that look terrible sound really good. Here's Witkowski's polka, Claire Witkowski, and the orchestra. Da 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 Record sounded fabulous, but if you looked at it, you'd think, don't even try to play that, man. I don't even think there's any grooves left on it, but sounds good. Claire Witkowski and the orchestra, Witkowski's Polka, and this is Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. Every week, what you're hearing right here happens. I know it's amazing, isn't it? You hear the sound of me flipping through records is what you're hearing over here. Anyway, yeah, every week, the Oompa Hour just comes out of wherever it is you're listening to. You have a request, comment, dedication. You just want to know why? Why are you doing this? You may phone this number and leave a voice message, or you can use this number and leave a text message, area code 218-259-2985, all right? 218-259-2985. Or you can email oompahour@aol.com, or you can look on Facebook, facebook.com/Tim's Oompa Hour. Any of those ways will put you in touch. I'm trying to figure out why I don't have a sleeve for this record to go in. Something has gone wrong this week with my filing system. I don't know what the heck is going on here. Now, this next record right away makes me think I got to get some crackers. And I tell you, I have to order some crackers. And I have to order crackers because I'm going to play the Maple Leaf Polka by Georgie Cook here. And I said Maple Leaf, and it made me right away think of Canada. And I mean, I'm only a 2-hour drive from Canada, but I'm not driving up there to buy crackers. I need to order crackers because the crackers I really like, you can't get in the United States anymore. Anybody remember Nabisco bacon crackers? They were kind of oval shaped, real crispy, thin bacon thins, I think they called them. And I love those crackers since I was a little kid. They're really good if you dip them in a chocolate malt, a real chocolate malt, not from one of these fast food places. And they're really good. And one day they weren't on the shelf anymore. And then they were gone. And I found out that Nabisco stopped selling them in the United States. But their Canadian group, which has a different name, I can't think of it now. It's like the Sunshine something, or I don't know, but it's a division of Nabisco, but it's the Canadian version. They still make and sell the Bacon Thins crackers. They call them something else, but they're the same darn crackers. And so every now and then, I order a case of crackers from Canada. You'd be surprised how many businesses there are in Canada that exist specifically to send Canadian products to the United States. I found that interesting because that's where I buy Buckley's cough mixture. Have we talked about that? Buckley's cough mixture, their slogan really is, it tastes awful and it works. And it actually has pine tree stuff in it, like pine tar and pine needle extractions and, I don't know, stuff out of pine. And you open up the lid and it's like you shoved 1,000 of those little green tree air fresheners from the gas station up your nose. And man, you just snort the smell and it clears your sinuses right through your brain. It's the most best cough mixture I've ever found. And as a radio person, if you get a cold or something, a radio show goes on. I'm one of those people, I'll die before I'll call in sick, which really makes everybody angry at me. And you got a bad cold or sore throat, you take some of this Buckley's mixture, and it's like, wham, you're good for a couple of hours. But you can't get it here. I got to order it from Canada. Apparently what's happening is we're getting new laws over the last 20 years in our country that are making good products not acceptable to sell in the United States. I don't know if we outlaw bacon crackers? Somebody get on that. That's what I want to know when the politicians are out doing their rallies and their speeches and their stuff. I want bacon crackers and good cough syrup back in this country. That's a priority, right? Anyway, here's Georgie Cook and it's the Maple Leaf Polka. Georgie Cook there, and the Maple Leaf Polka, which has reminded me to order my bacon crackers from Canada. Yeah, you can order syrup from there, too, but we don't have any problem with that here. In northern Minnesota, we got plenty of people that make their own maple syrup, and they sell it. You know, they get licensed, and they have a thing, and they sell jars, and they're out here tapping local trees, and we have plenty of our own supply of syrup up here. But I see all those... You go in the gift stores, you see those Canadian bottles, you know, where the bottle looks like a giant glass maple leaf and it's full of syrup, you know, and it's like 5 ounces of syrup for like $39.95 because you're paying so much for that fancy glass bottle that looks like a leaf. Yeah, well, I don't be needing the leaf. Just the syrup is all I need. Let's do a Jimmy Sturr record, shall we? It's Grandma's Featherbed Polka.
Bring away sit around the fire and the old folks spit and chew. Mama talk about the fun and the war and granny and sing about her too. Lights and glistening, lights of fire and the cobwebs fill my head. Next thing I knew, I'd wake up in the morning in the middle of the open bed. It was 9 feet high and 6 feet wide and soft as a downy chick. It was made from the feathers of the four of the beast with the whole world down to the kicks. We had horned kids and four hound dogs and a big blue stove in the shed. We didn't get to sleep, but we had a lot of fun and grandma's better bed.
Jimmy Starr and the orchestra, Grandma's Featherbed here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old time oldies show. I just about clearly forgot I had another Halloween polka to get in here. I played this every year for the last, since we started the show, I think. Back to 1958, Eddie Lawrence made this. You remember, he used to be a comedy guy. He was known as the old philosopher on TV, but he made a bunch of other records too. This is the Frankensteiner Polka. I expect to see y'all dancing now.
Everybody scream,
ah!
Everybody run
out of the way.
When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. Everybody howl,
ow!
Everybody hoot. When Frankenstein is dancing, it's good, sehr gut. Do the Frankensteiner polka, that's the dance they do beside the river Rhine. Do the Frankensteiner polka, oil stuff you in a bowl of sauerkraut. It's gemütlich. Ooh, when the monster gets unhappy, that's it. Watch out! When Frankenstein is dancing, it's a barrel of fun. He's got lead in his veins and chains on the brains. He's a regular jump pile and he weighs about a ton. Look what he did to the big bass fiddle. He threw it out the window and he started to laugh.
Ho, ho, ho.
Look what he did to the grand piano. He banged one note and he broke it in half.
Crunch!
Look what he did to the concertina. He stretched it out and everybody hop. He wouldn't let them stop, but he busted up a lot of other stuff. But the night they played the Frankensteiner polka, that was the night. That was the night. That was the night we fell in love.
It's so wonderful to know I brought two nice teenagers together.
Hey, go Eddie Lawrence, along with Milton DeLug and his Seven Monsters, and the Frankensteiner Polka here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It is your old-time oldies show. I always enjoy playing that one. I feel like I still owe you a waltz. I don't know that I want to count our 78 of the day as a waltz, even though it was. So I'm going to try to slip in a waltz here. I got the Knucklehead Polka from the Pala Brothers standing by. Try to fit that in here. And time is passing quickly. Let's see what we can do. Hang on.
Did you know there's a nonprofit organization that's been preserving and promoting polka music for almost five decades? Back in 1968, the International Polka Association was chartered to advance public interest in polka entertainment, including the study of polka music, dancing, and its rich history. The IPA even established the Polka Music Hall of Fame and Museum to honor deserving polka artists who've made significant contributions to the polka music industry. But to take polka music into the future, we need your help. Won't you consider joining the IPA? Your tax-deductible membership will help the IPA bring polka music to an even broader audience. For more information about the IPA, visit www.ipapolkas.com. That's www.ipapolkas.com. You'll also learn about the exciting annual IPA Festival and Convention, the International Polka Association, preserving the music we love.
All right, let's see how things are going here. I feel like I owe you a waltz. I normally don't waltz this late in the show because, you know, you build to a crescendo, right? I don't know, but let's do it, huh? It's I Love You Truly, Dear. Here's Little Richard.
Love you truly, dear. You are my dream come true. With all my heart, my love, I'm so in love with you. I love you truly, dear. And from the very start, I knew it would be you. For you have won my heart. Whenever I feel blue and skies above are gray, I turn my thoughts to you and chase the blues away. Now as the years roll by, all of our dreams came true. I love you truly, dear, truly in love with you. I love you truly, dear. Are my dream come true. With all my heart, my love, I'm so in love with you. I love you truly, dear. And from the very start, I knew it would be you. For you have won my heart. Whenever I feel blue and skies above are gray, I turn my thoughts to you and chase the blues away. Now as the years roll by, all of our dreams came true. I love you truly, dear.
That is Lil Richard, and I love you truly, dear. A waltz action for you here on Tim Zumpa Hour. It's your old-time oldies show. Let's go out living on the edge, shall we? You ready to live on the polka edge here for about 3 minutes? I got the Pala Brothers Orchestra doing the knucklehead polka, and they sing in Polish. I have no idea what they're saying, and it also says that it is not suitable for airplay on the record. And who's going to know except the people who can speak Polish, which I know is a lot of you. But you're just going to laugh at it if there's something naughty in here, right? And what was on this record's probably 50 years old now. And what was naughty back then is probably acceptable in here. Anyway, so let's just do the knucklehead polka, shall we?
Uważ, że ja się żeniła, dzisiaj żałuję. To ci baran chłopisko zawsze bumuje. Łodzi sobie po nocach, gorzałe chleje. Tak się baran miło pił, aż portki leje. Łodzi sobie po nocach, gorzałe chleje. Tak się baran miło pił, aż portki leje. Pyszane portki masz, oj ty psu bracie. Co żeś świnio narobił, łasrałeś gacie. Ja ci mówię, ty świnio, bym skonać miała. Łapę srany kwyka ci nie będę brała. Ja ci mówię, ty świnio, bym skonać miała. Łapę srany kwyka ci nie będę brała. Wszystko śmierdzi na tobie, tak jak na krowie. Co żeś świnio narobił, leżałeś w rowie. Łobrzygany, łosrany, w rowie leżałeś. Psy ci mordę lizały, ty nie wiedziałeś. Łobrzygany, łosrany, w rowie leżałeś. Psy ci mordę lizały, ty nie wiedziałeś. Szkoda mówić, bo nawet baran z rogami na głowie, jak się łochla, to nigdy nie leży w rowie.
There you go, Pala Brothers Orchestra there, and it's just the knucklehead polka. I have no idea whatsoever what they're singing about. But anyway, that's going to put a lid on the show for another week, believe it or not. How time flies. I was just thinking, another month will be slipping in the Christmas records. Whoa! Blows my mind. Anyway, glad you're here for another week. This is going to happen again, you know.
I'm getting up when the next door neighbor's sleeping late on a weekend morn. Off to the station with my polka records. I'm what's known as a polka DJ. Turntables, telephones, earphones and microphones. This is a polka DJ. Requests and dedications, musical sensations. This is a polka DJ.
Tim Zupa Hour, produced at the studios of KEDS Radio in downtown Bovee, Minnesota, and brought to you by the International Polka Association and the World of Accordions Museum. Back to do it again next week. In the meantime, stay happy, everybody.